Justin Turner and the Dodgers face the Nationals in D.C. in a possible playoff preview, and Turner gets the boys from the West Coast off to a good start against Edwin Jackson.
The 3-2 to Turner. Well hit to left field. Back goes Kendrick, and it's gone, a home run. Justin Turner hits his 20th of the year. Here's 2-1. Into right center field. Worth is going back. He's looking up, and it is gone, a home run. Starting in left field tonight. And he drills that one to right. But back there to make the play is Worth. Tagging. Seager with a big hit here can blow the game open early. Well hit to center field. That's a big hit, all right.
Breaking ball outside corner, and it's called strike three, and Murphy trying to plead his case in a hurry, but to no avail. He is trying to leave some gas in the tank for Alex Wood. Swing and a miss, and that is going to do it. Well, there's plenty of gas right now, and a good changeup for Wood. That is his eighth strikeout.
The Dodgers appear to be picking up steam once again. They improved their Major League best record to 95-52. Here's the manager, Dave Roberts.
The stuff was really good, and obviously he kept those guys in check all night. You strike out Daniel Murphy three times, you know you're doing something right. Very good lineup over there. He used all quadrants, even got the fastball up at times, and so above the zone. It was really good. Held his velocity, so this was very encouraging.
You'd mentioned the velocity. He's living about 91, 92. Are you okay with that if he's as effective as he was tonight?
Absolutely. And I think that the 91, 92 plays when it's at the hollow of the knee as opposed to just above the knee. So he was there all night long. So you're getting some funky swings, some soft contact. So he was in control all night. There were a couple pitches, a couple misfires, but overall very good.
Edwin Jackson struggled with command early on, but this was an offense that we had seen prior to that 2-week skid. What did you like about those collective at bat?
I like the way that Justin got us off on the right foot, you know, after that first couple hitters, and then him hit a big homer, kind of get a little momentum for us, and then obviously with Yasiel's homer going the other way was big, and the big three-run blow by Corey. So to get those guys to slug, put some at-bats together, guys taking walks in the middle of the order, up and down the lineup was very good to see.
And speaking of the slug, you already have four guys that have 20 or more home runs. You have two guys sitting at 19. This team in general has never had six guys that have at least 20. What can you say about the power up and down?
It's when we're right. There's it's a tough lineup to navigate through, and we get the pitch count up. And if you miss over the middle of the plate, we can slug you. And that's when we're right, and we're still taking our walks. And like we talked about, is scaring guys out of the zone. So it was good to see tonight. And so Alex obviously set the momentum, and for Pedro to come in and kind of create a little bit of traffic, but to get out of it was really good to see. And for Brock to eat up two innings, that was great as well.
Corey Seager finishes 1-for-5 with the big three-run home run. He now has 20 round trippers on the year to go along with 71 RBIs.
It's impressive. You know, our lineup's really good when everybody's on, and that shows that, you know, guys got a bunch of home runs, guys take their walks, you move runners. That's what it takes. It's nice to win, obviously. Coming off a kind of a bad stretch, got to get back to winning series. Taking the first one's obviously huge. Now it's time to win a couple more and just kind of move on from the stretch that we had and just get back to winning games.
The Dodgers get back to work in D.C. on Saturday afternoon. Rich Hill will make the start.